Mr. Miller, the next voice that you hear will be that of Mr. Lou. For once, he is going to conduct a hearing, sir. So just come on to the phone and we'll be ready to go, sir.
I got Madrid.
Mr. Miller, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Thomas Francis Miller. 341-319.
Thank you, sir, and good morning. You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed under warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing. Did you sign that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. You can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable David Neal, and my name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Miller and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Miller, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two, deciding if your supervision will be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse the criminal arrangement company as follows. Violation of condition number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about November 28, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Miller, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Miller's admission, I'm going to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Miller, we are now going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you would just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Miller was released from ADC custody on 11-28-2018 and arrested on 1-31-2019 by the Tucson Police Department. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 1-31-2019 with an adjusted CSE of 4-27-2019 with 64 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018 commitment A count 1, Banger's drug violation, 6 months. 2018, commitment A, count two, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No SCG information is noted, and no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary history. Other arrests, 2011, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2016, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2017, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. He has a GV score of G1, V2.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Miller. Usually, we make a quick review of your case supervision summary. Well, it would appear that you may have absconded before there were any supervision notes by your parole officer. So, with you missing from community supervision for 64 days, what were you living during that time? And who was your sponsor, sir? And if you could speak up, we'd appreciate it. For whatever reason, that microphone is very weak. Go ahead, sir.
I was at
hospital
rest mission.
Rescue mission?
Yes.
And did you live there for the entire 64 days?
Yes.
So why did you break off contact with your parole officer? Who exactly passed away, sir? I need it. I need you to speak up.
My grandmother?
Oh, grandmother.
Yes.
And so your grandmother passed away and you broke off contact with your parole officer?
Yes.
Did you recognize that with missing from community supervision that you would eventually be arrested for absconding?
Not really. I was taking
a
real hard.
Okay, sir. And why? Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Just to clarify, the offender was released from ADC custody with prior approval to TLC to house there. Offender's release, he never reported to his parole officer. There was never any contact after his release.
Never contact, period. Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Miller, what caused the Tucson Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested for your absconder warrant?
They were looking for someone else. And as I was walking, they stopped me and asked me my name. And they gave me my name.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Miller, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion? Thank you, sir.
No, just
trying
to have a second chance. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. For the board members, there really is not much to work with in this case. It's quite simple. Mr. Miller never made contact with his parole officer, and he disappeared from community supervision for 64 days. And based on the way events unfolded, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, although I will say he has less than 2 months left on his prison sentence, and that is where I'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And that is based on warrant number 2018-W3623, a discussion with Mr. Miller, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Miller was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed, or was about to lapse in the criminal measure company, inasmuch that he absconded for 64 days and we could not monitor his behavior in the community, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Miller, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on April 27, 2019, which is already next month, just a matter of weeks away. So we encourage you to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We certainly wish you a safe and productive return and hope not to see you again in Orange. So please learn from this experience and move on to be a productive citizen. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Miller, we'd appreciate it if you'd give your phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.